looking for a gift for a friend, classmate, professor, co-host of a podcast, or really anyone?
PhysioMemes got your back with apparel, drinkware, and home decor. And if you go to physiomemes.com, you can get a 20% off coupon with the code GRATITUDE, spelled GRADITUDE20.
And don't forget to check out his social media for a good study break laugh.
As always, make life humorous. The SPT Secret Society is open for students who are looking to make a massive change in their PT school journey with fellow SPTs from around the world through our three pillars of study habits, personal development, and finances.
This is for the motivated SPT ready to take action now, because you know PT school is only a couple years long. So what are you waiting for?
Click the link right now in the show notes to join us in the SPT Secret Society.
And get your first month free by emailing us, ecretsay, ECRETSAY.
Welcome to Gratitude.
I'm Sarah.
And I'm Gabby.
And we are two new grad DPTs helping you get through PT school on your first try, debt-free.
Join us as we guide you through the insanity of PT school.
Good morning, world.
I don't know what I'm on today.
Such a great intro. Good morning, world. We are here October 24th at... oh boy, what time is it? Almost 9:30 Eastern, and Sarah has not had her coffee.
Now my laugh is echoing. That's great. Oh my God. It's all good, guys. I'm so excited to do this episode. This is probably my last episode that we record while I'm in Florida, because I'm moving on Friday.
You are. Yes. And tell everyone, how long have you been in Florida now?
It's been like... so when I came down here, it was for my long-term rotations. And so I had both of my long-term rotations down here. So we signed a lease for 14 months, which is a weird time, but it's because we had the wedding and I didn't want to move like right at the same time as getting married. I just thought that's probably a bad idea. Like, I just don't think that sounds fun to move across the country and get married in the same month. So we didn't do that. And Gabby, this is your last episode before something that's happening on Wednesday.
It is. Yes. This is my last episode before I become licensed, and I take the NPTE on Wednesday for attempt number three, I should say. So by next week, I'll be over, done with it, and I won't have results yet, but two more episodes, I will disclose the results, and people will probably see it on social media, but I'm really excited about this and ready to move on from this chapter.
Do you still have my letter?
I do. I have your card. Yes, I look at it. So Sarah sent me a card before July, and it has, oh man, it's amazing.
It was from Trader Joe's, so I had to get it. I was in the checkout line, and I was like, I need to get a card for Gabby. And I saw it, and it screamed Gabby. I was like, this is for you. And so it was perfect.
Yes. So I've had so many, you know, people supporting me, because it's not easy. If you want to hear more of this story, go back a few episodes when I talked about it. But today, what we're going to talk about, this is episode 278. What we wish we would have done differently during midterms in PT school. Now that we are about 6 months out of school, we know a lot of you are about to enter midterm season or are in it right now. And we're not going to underestimate how stressful it can be, but we want to share stories of what we would have done differently and some tips and advice for all of you.
Yeah, there's a lot of things. There's so many things we would have done differently. We're just going to give you three. Does that sound good, guys? For those of you who are listening on the podcast, thanks for tuning in. If you're listening live, comment live or replay. We are on Facebook, the Student Physical Therapist Network. Come on in and connect to other students. And you guys can chat about midterms there. You could put a question in there and see what other students and PTs have to say about it. And so our top three things. First, let's share some stories. Gabby, do you want to share your story first? You want me to share my story first?
Let's start with your story because I feel like it is really relevant and it, you know, with actually I'll let you share it because this is very relevant for students.
So, okay, guys, let me take you back. And for those of you who have heard this before, I'm going to tell it just slightly differently because now I feel like hindsight is 20/20 and I feel like you can at least see more of what was going on around midterms when you're not in the thick of midterms or in the thick of studying or in the thick of whatever is going on right now. So midterms, my first semester of PT school, if I had one word to describe it, I don't know what word I would use besides maybe like unprepared for not hell, but it felt like really intense. Although maybe it wasn't really in the moment. It just felt like it because my body was just responding like, oh my God, what's going on? I haven't taken tests like this in forever. This is the first week where you have like 5 exams, some comprehensive stuff going on, some practicals where you're doing hands-on things, those lab midterms in anatomy where you're like going around the cadavers with the pins on it and you have a minute per station and there's like 2 to 4 questions per station. And if you don't know it, you're just like, well, I guess I gotta just put down like, I don't know, the humerus, the left clavicle. I don't know. I just remember those days like it was yesterday. And I went to the National Student Conclave the week before midterms, weekend before midterms, one of those. And I tried studying on the plane. I know some of you, you're listening to this during the pandemic. Maybe this is not as relevant, but I know some of you out there are like me in that you want to do as much as you can in PT school. And I did as much as I could in first semester and beyond. And so I planned to go on this trip and I did go on the trip. And I didn't do much studying at all. And I got back. I told myself every morning, I'd be like, okay, today I know there's this, this, and this going on, but I'm going to study in the morning. And I had no personal integrity because there was so much going on outside of studying. Like I was at a freaking conference that I just didn't prioritize it. And I just had no personal integrity to say and like admit to myself that, no, are you really going to study? Honestly, who else has had that moment? Anybody? Like you say, oh, I'm going to get up tomorrow at 6 o'clock and get work done after being out for a night. Gabby's pointing to herself. You know who I'm talking about. You guys, we've all been there. So midterms. So I fly back. Midterms start on like the day I get back. And I just had like such anxiety and like, I didn't have a legit panic attack because I have had one before, but it felt like a pre-panic attack, if you guys know what I'm talking about, where your heart rate starts to go up and you start like sweating a little bit and it's like, maybe that is a legit panic attack. It presents in so many different ways, but it was really a lot for that week and I failed like almost all of them. I didn't pass. When I say fail, I don't mean an F because in PT school, for those of you who are pre-PTs listening, in PT school, a C, depending on what school you go to, is considered failing. So I got like not very good grades at all. I got a C and below on almost every single midterm. And I hadn't taken any exams in 2 years or so. And I did fine in undergrad. Undergrad was not a big challenge for me. So going to PT school and seeing that, like, oh my God, I felt like somebody just took a hammer to my chest and was like smacking it, like just breaking me because I had all these visions of who I was supposed to be during midterms. And I was so excited to finally be in PT school. And I was so excited to show what I had learned. And I get to that point, I'm like, wow, what have I learned? And it can feel really not depressing. That's a wrong word for it. Gabby, I'm searching for a word.
Let's see.
Are you receiving a word?
I am. It can be really defeating.
Yes. Thank you.
Yes.
It can be defeating.
And one thing, so going through your midterms, after you found out your results, did your professors approach you or did you approach your professors? Because I know, and for some of you, say it was after your first anatomy exam and you received a C or below or whatever it was, and your professor sent you an email or approached you and said, hey, like, I know and you know what you got on this exam. I want to help you. So did that happen for you?
I think that's a funny way to say that. I know and you know, yeah. And I know that you know.
Yes.
That you know that I know what your test score was, whether you told your classmates or not is a different story. And you absolutely don't have to tell anybody. You have no responsibility to tell your classmates what you got. But anyway, so every program is different, and I'm going to be honest, it could have been handled better. It definitely could have been handled better because I didn't receive anything until probably 2 weeks before finals, where they were like, so if you don't get A's or B's, et cetera, whatever, I don't remember the exact score on your finals, like you're just not going to make it. And it was a much nicer meeting than that, but that was the tone, the underlying tone behind it. And I was definitely not the only one. I don't want you guys to hear this and think, oh my God, I'm going to fail my midterms and like, I'm going to be kicked out of PT school. That's not what I'm saying here. What I'm saying is, if you're struggling for midterms and if your school does not approach you, like mine did not initially, like it took too much time. Let's be real. It was too long and it was a little late for a lot of people, to bring up their grade. So if you know that you didn't do well and your professors don't reach out to you, guys, reach out to them. Like I didn't do that. I reached out probably a week later, because I felt like I was just processing everything and I didn't, and my advisor and I, not that he was a bad advisor, but I didn't feel comfortable going to him. And so I just didn't. I just said, well, this is on me and I'm just going to suck it up and I'm just going to put my head down and keep studying alone and it'll work out, right? That was my thought. But I will say, and then Gabby, I want to hear your story. Finals worked out. I didn't do great on finals, but I knew that I had other opportunities to bring up my grade. And although I didn't pass with flying colors, I made it through first semester. I got like a C and all B's in my classes. But in PT school, at least for my program, you needed to maintain a 3.0 cumulative. But in your first semester, you have no backup like GPA. So your first semester is your cumulative, right? Instead of second semester, where you have a combination of semester one and semester two is your cumulative. So I was put on probation for having one C, even though I was like one question away from a B in neuro. And some of those B's were borderline A's, and there's no plus or minus in my program, at least that I was at. So the good news is I made it through PT school. The bad news is it sucked first semester royally. The good news is if it's sucking for you royally right now and you feel like you don't know what to do, you feel like you don't deserve to pass, or you feel like, oh, everyone else is smarter than me, like why am I here? I want you to know that you can fail royally and still come back. Like you can make the comeback.
Oh, I love that. You can fail royally, but still make the comeback. And it's so true. I mean, a lot of people and a lot of students who we have talked to over, you know, the 3 years that we were in school, and there's always something, whether it's not doing well in a midterms or finals, and whatever that moment is for you, it just, you feel like you're at rock bottom. And that's literally what it feels like. But then you think, like, oh, I still have to study, and I'm eating out more, I'm not getting enough sleep. So a lot of the, you know, the self-care things start to go to the wayside. And then you wonder if those things are happening. And Sarah, you didn't mention, but you were sick. You did get sick after that point. So, yeah. You know, a lot of these things start building up, and I feel like if you do have a bad midterms, like we all do, it's going to happen. I'm telling you, it's like a rite of passage in PT school if you don't have a bad midterms. So, for my story, Sarah and I had known each other, you know, for a very short time during her midterm season. So for me during the fall, so this was both to put into context, this was both during our fall midterms. I started in the summer. So I started a semester before, but I specifically remember in the fall, I had my first musculoskeletal practical exam. I was taking cardio palm and some other foundational classes. And I remember I was so nervous. So when you were talking about that, like onset of panic attack or anxiety, I remember going into my practical, palms were sweaty, shaking, and we went in there and we had to read a case and then go and do the hands-on skills. So I, luckily for that MSK exam, you know, I did well. So there's a two-part to this story. I did really well in my MSK practical. I did pass, and I did really well in my first exam. I was one of the very few who passed the first exam. However, I neglected my other classes. So cardio palm, I did not do well in my midterm. I probably got like a low B or a C, and I neglected that class because I was so focused on, you know, MSK. So at that point, I did go to my professor, but I was really borderline during finals. So I didn't do well in midterms, and I was told I needed to get a certain grade for finals. And if I got it, I'm good, I passed. But if not, I would get a low pass. And that's kind of equivalent to what you said with being on probation in a sense. So yeah, that is an example of midterms for me. I did make it through PT school, like we're all good, but this leads us into our second point with distributed practice, because at that time I was only focusing on, you know, one class when I had three or four others to study for as well. And I feel like for us, that's really hard to, you know, spend like 45 minutes on MSK and then take a break and switch gears 45 minutes to neuro or cardio. And I did not do that well in my first year at all. It wasn't until my second year where I got my shit together and I was like, okay, I'm not going to be a loner and studying by myself. Group studying works. And then the distributed practice is Pomodoro effect really worked for me at the time. So I was able to actually like take a pause and switch gears. For me, I would take a walk around campus and then I would move on to the next subject. Like it's a clean slate. So yeah, distributed practice is important.
That is the number one thing. If you guys take anything away from this episode, the number one thing that we would have done differently, that I would have done differently, that we both would have done differently, is to do this distributed practice where, like Abby said, you don't feel so overwhelmed by the five exams you have going on this week and you just focus on one out of those five because that one's the first one. Okay, we've all been there, but how much does that really work? So if I had actually done this, I did this for NPTE prep, which worked amazingly. And I was like, why didn't I do this for the last 3 years? So in PT school, if I had done this, for example, in a week of studying, leading up to whatever exams, let's say you have three exams this week, you have neuro, you have anatomy, and you have like a patho something. So you study for anatomy, 45 minutes, whatever time is perfect for you. Take a 15 minute break and actually take a break. Don't go on your phone, go freaking walk outside, whatever it is, and legitimately take a break. And then you do neuro for 45 minutes. And then you take a long break and you don't touch it until like after lunch, like eat a meal, do something. At that point, it's been 2 hours or so. Now it's time to eat, do something else. And then you come back and you study patho. And then you do the next day, rotate through maybe two of them. And you kind of do whatever are your biggest pain points. Don't just study randomly, like, excuse me, really. You need to acknowledge your weaknesses and just say, oh, it'll work out. Like, I'm just going to stare at the book and hope to absorb it with osmosis. And it just doesn't quite work out that way.
Oh, and that's another point I'm so glad you brought up. First of all, the osmosis, but second of all, focus on your weaknesses, because if you can teach a sub or teach, say MSK shoulder, special tests and what you should do. If you can teach that to a classmate, you know it. So don't put as much time on it. But if you don't know the elbow, wrist, and hand as well, then focus on that. And it does make studying like conducive to what you need to, you know, focus on for yourself. But really, like, less is more, first of all. Distributed practice and focus on your weaknesses, and that will make your midterms go so much better. I do want to add something in because I didn't do this during PT school. Take some time to meditate or do something where it kind of keeps you grounded and calm to reduce your anxiety and stress, because that's another thing I totally would have done differently. And if I did that, I know I would have not have been a crazy person during midterm season.
It's funny because Gabby has been doing that. And I don't know if you guys noticed this, but she's like calm. And maybe on a podcast, I don't know if it really comes through. You guys will have to let me know. But imagine walking into an exam and just feeling pure like calmness and content, and like, that would have been so amazing first semester. And for me, I didn't do that till the second semester because I learned the hard way in first semester. I just was studying so, like, I was just doing so much. My body literally was rebelling against me and I got really sick. And second semester, I said, okay, I got to do something differently. And meditating just 10 minutes a day in the morning, even if meditating just means sitting there and being quiet and closing your eyes and just taking some deep breaths, like, it's not going to be magic after the first time, but it took a few weeks to really feel like, wow, I walked into that exam, my first midterm of second semester, feeling calm. That was crazy for me.
Yeah. And how did you perform? Do you remember?
I got my first A. It was actually patho. Pathophysiology. That was my first A of PT school. One of the few A's because I are on the written exams. I get A's on like the lab practicals, hands-on things. I was doing great in those, but those written multiple choice exams, I think that was one of my very few A's ever.
Yeah. So definitely, you know, take this advice for yourself. And if you have any questions for us or want more in depth of, you know, what we did, send us a message, and we really want to help you all, especially during this time as we are not currently in PT school, but just reflecting on what we would have done differently. And, you know, we'll be doing this for probably a finals, and, you know, we support you all and we want you all to be successful in PT school. Or if you're on clinicals or NPTE, and beyond. So let us know if you found value in this episode. Let us know what works for you, what hasn't worked for you. We would love to hear your stories. And if there is a topic that you want us to address or a guest that you want us to have on, definitely let us know. We are, you know, like we said previously, we've been in this transition phase with our own individual lives and with the podcast, but we're excited to continue. And we have some exciting things coming up that have been delayed, but they are on their way.
We'll see you guys next week.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Gratitude. We would absolutely love to hear your biggest takeaway from this episode, and share it out on all of the social media platforms and tag us so we can see it.
And if you like our show, the best thing you could do is to take a minute to write a review to help us get this out to more students like you to shift the narrative away from stressed and broke SPT.